好，我跟大家介绍一下。那么这一位查牧师，他是印度来的，然后他外形跟我们是没有差别的。他是印度北部神学院的浸会神学院的教师，现在在海德堡读博士学位。那么他也是这里的浸会国际礼拜堂的教牧成员之一。
平安。I thank God for giving us this beautiful day to worship Him.
我们非常感谢上帝赐给我们今天美好服侍他、侍奉他的机会。
I would like to express my heartfelt thanks to all of you for giving me this privilege to come and share the Word of God with you this afternoon.
我们也很感恩能够大家给我们这样的机会，在一起来侍奉和敬拜我们的主。
I bring warm greetings from my family and also from the Grace International Baptist Church Heidelberg.
在这里也代表着我们的家庭和浸会国际教会对大家的主礼的问候。
I also bring warm Christian greetings from the Council of Baptist Churches in Northeast India, where I come from.
一样，我所在的印度北印度浸会教会联合会也一样对大家致以最诚挚的问候。
There are a few millions who are like us in Northeast India.
在印度北部。大概有数百万的人是跟大家是一样的。
Today I feel quite at home being in your midst.
所以在这里，反倒是感觉这就是我们的家。
Unfortunately, I can't speak.
不过遗憾的是，今天在这里不能用中文讲道。
I would like to share the word of God with you this afternoon, based on the theme, the joy of knowing God.
今天要与大家分享的一个主题是我们认识上帝的喜悦。
Before we go further, I would like to address three important questions.
在我们分享认识上帝的喜乐之前，我们首先要来问三个问题。
The first is, what is knowing God?
首先第一个问题是什么叫做认识我们的上帝？
Or what do we mean when we say that we know God?
或者是是否我们能够说，哎呀，我听说，或者是我知道有上帝，那么就算作认识上帝呢
？Knowing God is more than what we hear about God, or simply knowing that God is the creator of the universe.
认识上帝不仅仅是听说有上帝，或者是认为上帝是创造世界万物的主，听说而已。
Biblically, knowing God is to personally experience God in our lives.
按照圣经的教导，认识上帝是在我们的人生生命，在我们的经历里面来经历上帝。
Thus the psalmist writes, O taste and see that the Lord is good in Psalms 34:8.
正如诗人在诗篇34篇第8节所说的，你要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他的美善。
The word taste,has been used as a metaphor for personal experience.
尝尝这一个词，你亲自的去品尝，这实际上是跟我们自己的每个人的人生切身经历是密切联系在一起的。
So when we talk of knowing God, we mean having a personal relationship with God.
所以认识上帝是尝尝他的滋味，那么就是表明我们经历，我们与上帝建立关系。
The second question is, why should we know God?
那么第二个问题是，我们为什么要认识上帝呢？
Is there a need for us to know God?
那么是不是是什么迫使我们，或者是有什么样的需要，我们必须来认识上帝呢？
Yes, we need to know God because we are not only His creatures, but we live on His earth.
当然我们要认识上帝，因为我们不仅是上帝创造的，而且我们所生活的这一个地方，这个世界就是他的创造。
So the psalmist says, The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all those who live therein.
正如诗人大卫在他的诗篇里面所说的，天地都属主， 一切所充满于其间的天地万物之间的都是主的，我们是居住在他的世界之中。
To ignore God is worse than ignoring our own parents.
不认识上帝比人不认自己的父母还可恶。
Emphasizing the importance of knowing God, J.I. Packer writes,
正如神学家贝克所说的，认识上帝就表示
knowing about God is crucially important for our living, for the living of our lives.
认识上帝是我们人生是我们生命里面最关键的事情。
We are cruel to ourselves if we try to live in this world without knowing about God.
如果我们忽略或者是故意不去认识上帝的话，就表示我们在这个世界上做了最不应该做的一件事情。
Since we are God's children, it is important that we know Him.
既然我们是上帝的儿女，那么对于我们来说，理所当然要认识他。
The third question is, how do we know God?
那么第三个问题是，怎么认识上帝？
People from different religions have different answers to this question.
不同的宗教的人说，他们认为认识上帝有不同的途径，可以通过不同的途径可以去认识到上帝。
I will give a Christian answer to this question.
但是我们是基督徒，我们从基督徒的角度来理解，我们究竟怎样才能认识上帝？
For Christians, knowing God, we know God by knowing God, knowing Jesus. Sorry.
对我们基督徒来说，要认识上帝，就是首先必须认识主耶稣。
Jesus came into this world as the incarnate Son of God, as testified by Apostle John.
正如使徒约翰所记载的，所见证的，我们的主耶稣基督，他是道成肉身来到我们世界，他乃是上帝的儿子。
Jesus himself declared, I and the Father are one, in John 10:30.
正如主耶稣在约翰福音第十章三十节所记载的，他自己宣告，他以父原为一。
Responding to Thomas, Jesus said, If you had known me, you would have known my Father also.
正如主对多马所说的，你要认识父，你就要认识我。
When Philip asked Jesus to show the Father, this is how Jesus replied.
当腓力求主说，把父显示给我们看的时候，
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
主说，凡看见我的乃是看见父。
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
凡信我就是信上帝，要信我们的上帝就要信我。
This we find in John chapter 14.
这记载在约翰福音第十四章第九节。
The Bible clearly teaches that we can know God the Father by knowing Jesus.
圣经这样清楚地告诉我们，要认识创造天地万物的上帝，就必须认识主耶稣。
Knowing God brings multiple blessings into our lives.
认识上帝对于我们的人生，对于我们的生命来说，具有丰富的多种多样的赐福恩典。
When we know God, our philosophy of life changes from human-centered to God-centered life.
不认识上帝的人，他们的人生乃是自我人为中心，但是当我们认识上帝的时候，我们的人生就变成以上帝为中心的人生。
In other words, you and I will say I live for God rather than I live for myself.
当我们认识上帝，我们就不再是为自己而活，乃是为我们创造天地万物的上帝而活。
Instead of saying, I will do what I want to do, you and I will say, I will do what God wants me to do.
不认识上帝的人，他们是说，我想做我要做的事情。但是认识上帝的人，就他的人生就转变为，我应该做，我应该从事于上帝要我做的。
This change takes place because we believe that God has created us for a purpose, and that is to live for Him.
我们有这样的认识和领受，因为我们相信上帝对他的创造物，也就是我们，有着上帝特定的目的和旨意。
There are various blessings for which we should be joyful.
因为上帝有给我们多种多样的赐福，我们因着认识上帝，应该有着无穷无尽的喜悦。
I would like to share just three reasons for which we should be joyful.
我们为什么要喜乐呢？我们简单的分享以下的三点。
The first is the promise of God's providence.
首先，第一方面，因认识上帝，上帝对我们有眷顾、有保守的应许。
We believe in a God who is the source of all good blessings.
因为我们相信上帝是一切万有的根源。
It is the God, He is the God who gives us good health, good life, good success in our studies.
他是我们的上帝，我们的创造主。他能，他也愿意把健康、平安、和睦的家庭、顺利安妥、稳妥工的工作、生意的顺利与平坦、我们学习的顺利等等，我们的主都愿意赐给我们。
Through Prophet Haggai, God declared, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine." In Haggai chapter 2, verse 8.
正如他通过先知哈该所宣告的，金是我的，银是我的，天地万物都是主的。
This means that all material world belongs to God, and He gives to whom He chooses to give.
通过这一节经文，我们非常能够清楚地看到，一切的物质、一切的财富、一切的恩典与美善都是主的，而且他创造这一些原本就是为了赐给我们。
God is concerned of our daily lives.
上帝关心我们每一天的生活。
We don't need to be too anxious about our daily needs at the expense of knowing God.
因为我们认识上帝，我们不再为着我们日用的饮食而担心。
Jesus cautions us not to be too worried about our daily lives.
主就非常认真地警戒我们，不要为日用的饮食而忧虑。
Jesus says that God, out of His love, provides the birds, provides food to the birds, and also clothes the lilies in the field.
正如主所做的比喻一样，天空的飞鸟，天父也会养活他们。野地的百合花，不也是上帝所眷顾和保守的吗？
He further says that we humans, who are wonderfully made in the image of God, are more loved by God than the birds and the vegetable.
这些小鸟和野地的百合花，上帝创造他们，保守了他们，何况我们人具有上帝的形象和样式。主是按照他的形象和样式创造了我们，他不更会眷顾和保守我们吗？
Therefore, God, who loves us in a special way, surely provides our daily needs.
主就说，一切的日常的饮食我们都能够得到，只要我们先求他的义和他的国，这一切都自然的会加给我们了。
Jesus says,But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以主所说的，先求他的国和他的义，这一切所有的，他都一定会给我们。
This is a great promise of God's providence to His children.
这是主对他孩子们的巨大的有保障的一个应许。
However, this promise should not be an excuse for us to be lazy.
但请大家注意的是，这应许并不表示我们就可以懒惰。
As Christians, we must work prayerfully so that God bless us as He sees fit.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们一定要在主所安排我们的位置上，按着主所看为合适的来勤勉的过好我们的每一天。
When God prospers us with good life and material wealth, we should not boast around and be ungrateful to God.
我们的上帝充充足足地赐给我们，我们一切的物质的，我们的身体的需要，所有的一切主都会赐给我们。但是我们首要的一个事情乃是要对主心存感谢。
We must realize that God has blessed us to live for Him.
我们要记得的是主赐福我们，祝福我们，目的在于我们能够成为荣耀他的人。
Let us glorify God with what He has graciously blessed us.
我们应该荣耀上帝，正如主你在他的圣善的荣耀中赐福我们一样的来回应他的荣耀的恩典。
Second point is God's mercy in suffering.
第二个，因证实上帝，主我们的上帝在我们危难患难之中会给予我们恩慈与怜悯。
Knowing God does not mean that we will not suffer any, we will not suffer at all, for we still live on earth where problem and suffering are part of life.
上帝对我们的保守和恩典，并不表示我们因认识神、认识上帝，我们就不会遇到任何的患难、任何的苦痛和挫折，不是的。
Sometimes we suffer because of natural problems like seasonal flu or viral fever, etc.
我们有些时候生活在这个世界上，我们会遇到各种各样的疾病，我们会遇到各种各样因着从不同因素而形成导致的困难与患难。
Sometimes we suffer because of our carelessness.
有些时候我们患难和我们受苦因为我们自己的不义。
For example, if we eat too much chili, we will have stomach burning.
比如说你拼命的吃辣椒，你最后你会觉得肚子很难受。
So we cannot attribute all suffering to God's discipline or punishment.
所以我们不要认为上帝对我们有恩慈、有怜悯和保守，于是我们就全然忽略上帝的公义的法则。
But the Bible says that God, being a God of righteousness, sometimes disciplines us for our sins.
所以，当我们犯罪，上帝因爱我们，他就一定要管教，因为我们是他的孩子。
This is clear from the history of Israel.
这从以色列人的历史上这一点很清楚。
God sometimes punished or disciplined individuals, families, and even the nation of Israel for their sins.
上帝管教甚至是击打，有些时候是一个家庭，有些时候是部分的人，甚至以色列全家因不义背叛，上帝都会对他们施行管教。
For instance, God disciplined Jonah when he tried to run away from God.
比如说先知约拿，他要逃离上帝对他呼召的事工，于是上帝就管教他。
The nation of Israel, Judah forgot their God when they were settled in the land of Canaan.
当以色列民后来分裂成北国以色列和南国犹大，他们在迦南这个地居住之后，由于不忠背叛上帝，于是上帝多次多番的管教他们。
And the result was that God disciplined them by sending them as exiles to Babylon.
甚至到最后上帝借着将他们掳到外邦这样的一个办法来对他们进行一个全方位彻底的一个管教。
It is true that many people used to die or perish in the punishment, but many people do return to God.
通过这样的一个被掳，许多的人虽然在这个期间灭绝了， 但是最终大部分的以色列民的渔民，他们还是回转归回到耶和华上帝的怀中。
The point is that God wants us to live under His direction and control.
所以上帝目的在于通过他这样的管教和引领，把他的子民能够拢在他的圈中。
Suffering is part of life here on earth, so Christians will continue to suffer, and we do suffer.
所以苦难受苦是一个并不表示因你认识上帝就完全能够免除了的，并不是。
Therefore, when we suffer, we must ask ourselves if we are under God's loving discipline for our sins or it is because of our carelessness.
所以我们要注意的是，当我们有面临苦痛的时候，我们要自我的反省，是不是我们的罪，是不是我们得罪神，还是上帝在引领管教，或者是上帝还有别的旨意呢？
The Bible says, My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights.
正如圣经所记载的，上帝说，因你们是我的子民，所以我要管教怀揣保护，当你们背叛远离的时候，我就会用我的慈神爱所来牵引你们。
If we are suffering for our sins,
如果是因为我们犯罪而受管教而来的痛苦的话，
We must repent and return to God.
我们应该立马回转认罪悔改。
Jesus has offered an open invitation to all those who are suffering from different kinds of problems.
主就对所有的受各种各样的苦难、苦痛、病痛的人都是敞开了的。
Jesus said, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主说，凡一切劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Today we may have different problems in our lives.
在我们今天的生活里面，我们有种种的艰难与困苦。
You and I may have health problem, career problem, family problem or spiritual problem.
我们今天有些时候可能是病痛，我们健康出现了问题，有些时候是因为家庭的不顺利，家庭的问题，有些时候是因为我们经济的艰难窘境，有些时候是因为我们心灵上的困惑与不安。
Jesus is inviting you and I to come to him with all our problems.
主对我们发出呼召，来到他的跟前。
Jesus cares for us and he is with us even in our difficult situations.
即便是我们在艰难困苦之中，主他也一样在呼唤和等待着我们。
He said,And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
主说，看啊，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What a comfort to know that we are not alone, but Jesus is with us even in the midst of our crisis.
我们在任何的困难、危机之中，我们要记住的是，我们不是孤单的面对。我们不是在独自的面对我们的困难与艰难，我们的主永远与我们同在。
The third joy of knowing God is the clear promise of eternal life.
我们为什么要认识上帝？第三个最重要的也是最关键的，那就是我们有得永生的应许。
Suppose you go to a doctor for a problem and to your surprise your doctor says,You have a serious problem. You may live only for 1 week.
假如你有病，你去看医生，医生说你这个病迟了，你最多再活一个星期。
What will be your reaction?
那么你有什么反应呢？
As Christians, I would assume that. As Christians, I would assume that our reactions will be different from that of non-believers who have no future hope.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该认定的是，当 当我们假如有这一个时候的时候，我们的反应以不信的人应该是有不一样的。
The world may look sad, the future may look gloom, but Christians must be optimistic in life.
不信的人可能非常的悲哀，非常的消极，低沉绝望。但是作为一个基督徒，在我们的生命生活之中，我们永远要存乐观、平安与喜乐的心。
Our Lord Jesus has conquered the world, and through Him we have also conquered the world.
既然我们的主已经征服了全世界，那么我们作为一个基督徒，我们也能够胜过这个世界。
We are not finished with that, for there is a clear future for those who know God through Jesus.
我们的在地上的这个生命的结束，这个死并不是结束，而是我们因认识主而与上帝建立关系之后，我们对我们的人生有着一个永恒的盼望。
Jesus clearly promises us the future life when he said,
主对于我们能得永生这一个有着一个清楚的一个应许。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
上帝爱世界，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus did not mean that whoever believes in him will live on in this world forever.
主没有说过，从来没说因信他你永远在这个地上永远的长寿长生不老，没有。
He means that whoever believes in himin this life will die but rise again and live forever.
主告诉我们，他的重点是我们虽然有一天也要离开这个世界，我们也要死的，但是因信他，我们将来要与他一样复活，享受着永生。
That is the reason why he also taught about heaven in his sermon on the mount.
正如他在登山宝训里面所教导我们的一样。
Jesus said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
正如他主对我们所说的，你不要积攒财宝在这个地上，这个地上有虫子会咬，有贼会挖窟窿来偷。我们要积存，要存留财宝在天上，那是永存不朽的，那是永远不会朽坏的，也没有贼偷挖窟窿来偷。
Jesus was saying that there is eternal life secured for us.
主告诉我们，因着他的保守，我们对着将来有着一个永恒的目标，这是有保障的。
Apostle Paul was very clear when he says that, very clear about the resurrection of death and life after.
使徒保罗非常清楚地告诉我们，我们的死，作为基督徒死之后，将来一定要复活。
Therefore, in his letter to the Corinthians, he challenged those who teach that there is not resurrection.
所以使徒保罗严严地警戒那些在哥林多的教会里面散布没有复活的事的那些人。
Therefore he wrote, Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, Now can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Question mark.
使徒保罗说，既然基督已经从死里复活，那么怎么能说没有死人复活的事呢？
And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
要是主没有复活的话，我们所信的就都枉然，你们所传的也都枉然。
If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied, says Paul.
要是我们没有永生，没有复活的盼望的话，那我们就比不信的人还可怜。
Thus in Christ we have clear hope of future.
这是我们基督徒对于永生的非常清楚的一个指望。
I would like to illustrate Christian future hope with a flight journey to a certain destination.
我们非常清楚的要表明的是，基督徒对将来永生的一个盼望，这乃是我们一个既定的一个路线，一个里程要到达的一个终点。
If you are in Frankfurt Airport and you want to fly to Shanghai, you will board into a plane that is bound for Shanghai.
比如说，你从法兰克福要到上海去，那么你登上这个飞机，你就应该持定了，你登上的这个飞机就是到上海去。
Even before the flight takes off, you are certain that you will land in a few hours in Shanghai Airport and soon be meeting your friends and dear ones in China.
所以我们信就如同登上这飞机，当飞机在旅行的途中，即便还没有到达上海，但是你在飞机上这个旅程的过程中，你很清楚的知道你要去的地方就是上海，到那你要见到你的家人，你的朋友。
The same is true for Christians.
对我们基督徒也一样。
Our Christian life is like a flight journey with heaven as our destination.
我们基督徒，我们信就是进入这旅程，我们就相信在那乃是天家，乃是我们最终的我们的终点目标。
If it is not the case, as Apostle Paul says, we are of all people most to be pitied.
所以如果我们没有连这样的指望都没有的话，正如使徒保罗所说的，那就比不信的还可怜。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we knowing God today, or do we know only about God?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是认识上帝呢，还是知道有关上帝的事？
If we know only about God, let us strive to know God and have personal growing relationship with Him.
要是你今天还仍然只是知道有关于上帝，或者是只是了解有上帝的话，那么你今天开始就应该与上帝建立个人的亲密的这一种人生之中的保障的关系。
Are we seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness as Jesus said, or are we seeking first other things in life?
我们要认识上帝，因为这是最首要的事。正如主告诉我们，我们要寻求他的国和他的义，这所有的一切我们就能够得到主所赐给的。
Let us make knowing God be the first priority of our lives.
首先在我们的生活里面，我们谦卑下来，让我们来真正的认识上帝。
God out of His love will provide our needs.
因为我们的上帝他会赐意我们，充充足足的赐给我们。
In Christ, we have clear promises of God's providence for us.
对我们基督徒来说，我们非常的清楚，非常明确的相信上帝会眷顾我们。
Today, you and I may be suffering from this or that problem.
或许在座的，你有这一个的问题，那个的问题，你有受这一个的患难，有受那个的患难，但是
we need to seriously ask ourselves if God is trying to speak to us through our problems.
在我们的问题，在我们的困难面前，我们平静下来，我们要来思索我们的主借此要对我们说什么。
Perhaps God might be disciplining us for our disobedience in order to bring us closer to Him.
或许是因为我们的悖逆不顺从，主正在用他的杆和杖管教我们。
Jesus is calling us today to come to Him with all our problems and find rest in Him.
我们的主向我们发出呼召，让我们到他面前来，让我们回到他的怀里，享受他要赐给我们的安息和平安。
The question for us is that are we willing to come to Jesus today?
要问大家的是，你今天愿意到主面前来吗？
For those who know God, death is not the end of life, rather a transition to a new and eternal life.
凡认识上帝的， 我们的指望不仅在今天，而是我们对着人生有着一个非常清楚的乐观的这样的一个盼望。
Our Lord Jesus has promised us that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
正如主告诉我们，凡认识他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
What a wonderful promise is that for you and I as believers in Christ.
这对我们能认识主、认识基督，这是多么美好的一件事啊！
Since we have multiple blessings of knowing God, we, the Christians, should be the most joyful and optimistic people in the world.
既然我们认识主，有着种种的喜乐恩赐以福分，那么我们作为基督徒在这个世界上，就应该以喜乐的心来过每一天。
May God help us all to experience the joy of knowing God in our daily lives.
愿我们的上帝赐福我们，让我们每一天都生活在他所赐予的喜乐与平安之中。
Amen.
Amen.